recorded at Jazz 88 Studio One, it's Jazz from MPS. Tonight, hosted by me, Rob Hales. Featuring music from the Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo, under the direction of Tim Martin, with generous support from My Music Store in Golden Valley, and brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Tonight, we're featuring music from Washburn High School, Alma on bass, Michael on piano, Sam on flute, Clay on trumpet, and Klaus on drums. Let's get things started with All Blues on Jazz at MPS. All right, that's All Blues by Miles Davis, performed by the Washburn High School Jazz Combo. And you guys have a name that you guys are calling yourselves?
Right now we're currently looking for a name. We're trying to figure out what we want to call ourselves, so not really.
You're still debating? Sitting here with Tim Martin. He's the jazz band director. Tim, thank you so much for bringing these guys over today.
Well, I appreciate you having us.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get over here. We've been trying, you and I, trying to get this going for a couple of years now, haven't
it? I know. We finally did it, though. It's been at least 3 years we've been talking
about
this.
I think we've been talking that long, so okay.
But here they are, and they sound amazing.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. These guys, they have pretty much done this themselves the whole school year. They get up every Tuesday morning, every Friday morning before school, and get together and rehearse and run through a bunch of tunes. And then they've gone so far as to garner some of their own gigs on a couple other, from events outside of school. Were able to hold their own on some of those things, which was pretty cool. So, good feedback about what they've been doing. So, yeah.
So it sounds like you're kind of just letting them loose and letting them kind of do their thing and get into the groove of it, and you're just kind of overseeing everything. Is
that I mean, these guys are all very talented in their at where they're at, and I don't really have to do a whole lot. I kind of come in and give them feedback on their arrangements of their tunes and things that they could do to and think about what maybe change the arrangement a little bit and to kind of make it more of their own. But no, these guys pretty much handle everything on their own, which is really fun,
And it's amazing for them to be, you got one of them in ninth grade, you got two of them in 10th grade, to be at that young age and to be able to handle it like that.
Yeah.
Is that pressure for you guys, or is that like, this is what we do. We eat, sleep, and breathe this.
At this point, I think it's kind of just become like a routine. It's kind of part of my morning to get up at 7:30 and go to school and work on jazz tunes, so I can't really complain because it's super fun.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear you guys say. Now, I thought that was a really good solo, the trumpet solo that Clay put together there earlier.
Thank you.
Clay, how long have you been playing that trumpet, man?
I've been playing trumpet about 7 or 8 years now. I started in fourth grade, and I've been playing ever since. I fell in love with it.
You started playing in the fourth grade?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And when you first picked up the trumpet, did you try to play into the big end or the small end? Like, how did you know?
Well, I went to a summer camp in the summers, and I heard the bugle at summer camp, and I was like, I want to do that. And then I saw a trumpet at school the next year. I saw the trumpet, and they were like, you want to play trumpet? And I picked it up, and I was like, this is for me,
That's awesome. That's an awesome story. So what summer camp did you go to? You remember where it was? Or
It's called Ajua. It's on a lake called Linwood Lake out by Wyoming, Minnesota.
Okay. Well, special thanks to them for getting you going.
That's right.
You got to give them a shout out. They're going to have to pay for that announcement we just gave them. Put the check in the mail. But special thanks to them. What are you guys doing for us next? We're going to be here for a while, so what else you guys got in your repertoire?
Next up, we're going to do Black Orpheus by Louis Bonfey.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it, guys. I know you guys are extremely talented, and I'm looking forward to this next one. Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo right here on Jazz at MPS. back on Jazz at MPS, hanging out with the Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo. We're sitting here in the studio talking with Tim, and he tells me that you guys do some other stuff. You guys play in other bands outside of Washburn.
Me and Alma, the bassist, we have our duo outside of school, and I take private lessons for drums and piano.
Okay. What kind of band do you guys have outside of school?
Well, I kind of just write songs, and I don't really know what to call them. But to be most vague, it's rock, basically.
Okay. So it's a little rock band. What's the name of the group?
Clock Eater.
Clock Eater. So it's like you guys are kind of, there's no time involved because you guys are eating up the clock. Or is that kind of like the concept behind it? I'm on the same page. Do you enjoy playing in both bands, or which one do you kind of gravitate to, or you just like being versatile?
I just like being versatile, yeah. Well, I play piano, cello, guitar, and of course bass. I play some ukulele, some mandolin, and I sing.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, electric bass in the jazz ensemble, cello in the orchestra, stand-up bass.
You play piano too?
Stand-up bass, yeah. In this, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just need some of the DNA. That's amazing to be able to play that many instruments. You know, all I can play is the faders.
Don't fade them out.
Right. But no, that was amazing. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys are here. And let's continue on now here on Jazz at MPS with the Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo. Here's The Saga of Harrison Crabfeathers on Jazz at MPS.
Thank you.
is Jazz at MPS, and that's the Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo performing Steve Koons' The Saga of Harrison Crab Feathers. Let's talk a little bit about some of the performances you guys have coming up. I know we were talking a little bit earlier about you guys got some concerts and stuff like that coming up. Where can people see you guys perform at live?
Most of these guys are busy at school doing lots of other kind of musical things. Four-fifths of the quintet is playing in the pit orchestra right now. We're doing our musical in the middle of our musical season, and we're doing You're in Town. And so on that Sunday, they've got to do their combo festival and then get hightail it back over to Washburn to play the afternoon show of the You're in Town.
And you've got a pit orchestra that they're going to be performing at?
Yeah, our next big concert that a lot of people can come to would be our home concert. We're going on taking the band and the orchestra and the jazz band down to Chicago to do some concerts down there to play some different places and get out of school for a few days and have some fun and hang with each other and make some music. And then we're going to have a home concert at Washburn. So the jazz band and this combo will play, and band and orchestra will also play on that concert. Yeah.
Okay. So get your tickets now, huh?
Get them now.
Get the tickets now.
Get
your plane
tickets.
Okay.
Get them at the door.
Okay. And is there information? Is there a place where we can find more information?
Yeah, the Washburn website.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let's get back to some music. The next tune they're gonna do is a Duke Ellington classic. Here's "Don't Get Around Much Anymore" on Jazz at MPS. That's the Washburn High School Jazz Band Combo. You guys got to come up with a name for yourselves, because that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. Alma did an amazing bass solo on that tune. You want to talk to me a little bit about that? How do you move your fingers that fast? I mean,
the key thing is to not think about what you're doing.
It's all just like kind of pre-programmed, and it just when you touch it, it just does its own thing. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, like once you get comfortable with like jazz and improvisation, the form of the song, you know, it kind of just happens eventually, you know.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit to Michael. I don't think I've talked to him much today at all. Michael is the piano player. He is in the 11th grade. Michael, when did you first start playing piano? Tell me a little bit about that.
I started playing piano around kindergarten. It just kind of happened. I'm not really sure why.
Okay. And was it like a Fisher-Price keyboard, or I mean, was it? I mean, you say you started playing piano. Was it like a? I mean, seriously.
No, it was actually a piano. Okay. I mean, it wasn't. It was an upright. It wasn't a grand, but okay. It was a piano. Yeah, my mom was a player. I believe she was just a player.
Just a player.
Didn't teach. Our church's youth music director, she did piano lessons, and so I took from her.
Oh, okay. And your mom is actually in the studio with us today. She's helping us out. She helped order pizza for us, so we all have to eat. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You want to send a shout out to her?
Sure. Shout out to my mom.
Well, man, you are an amazing player. What are your plans after high school?
I would like to continue playing piano. I'm looking into minoring in music, probably.
Okay.
Looking into architecture or civil engineering as a career, most likely.
Okay, so doing the architecture and the music, and, you know, that definitely creates for a well-rounded individual. That's pretty awesome. Tell me about some piano players that maybe have inspired you over the years. Is there anyone that you think it might be cool to play with?
Well, I mean, as an inspiration, I gotta say my first piano teacher, obviously, but also my favorite jazz pianists have got to be Herbie Hancock and Thelonious Monk, I think.
Some of the greats. And what was your piano teacher's name?
Dana Blank.
Dana Blank. So a special shout to her, and thanks for, you know, creating who you are today, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's get back to some music. I know you guys are got some more tunes to do, and gotta get you guys out of here pretty soon, but this next one is going to be from Miles Davis, and it's titled Blue and Green, right here on Jazz at MPS, featuring the Washburn High School Jazz Band. Thank you. That's Miles Davis, Blue and Green, right here on Jazz at MPS. Stick around for more music from Washburn High School.